Now let's get into the science of extermination. Generations of Americans may have grown up thinking that the expression, "don't let the bedbugs bite," was just a cute little saying, but of course we've been reminded recently that bedbugs are very real and a growing problem across the country. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports that some people are going to extremes to get rid of them.
Trust me, if this dog visits you, you don't want her to sit down. That's how Dixie shows her handler that she's found live bedbugs. Today, the Beagle Jack Russell mix is at a private school outside of Baltimore, where a few weeks ago some students complained of itchy bites. Bedbugs are the prime suspect.
My thought was, oh my goodness, what are the parents going to think? This is really a scary thing. What's going to happen to our boarding program?
Lynn McCain, the school's communication director, hopes Dixie will provide proof that if there was a bedbug problem, it's gone. Dixie goes to work, first in an empty room where the boys who first got bitten used to live. She doesn't find anything, so she goes across the hall to room number 6.
Dixie, see, right there.
After just seconds of sniffing, Dixie sits down on a black backpack lying on the floor at the head of a bunk bed.
Show me, where are they?
She points her nose at the mattress. Blaine Lassard is Dixie's handler.
The only reason for her to sit on a job like that is when she finds bugs.
That's not what we wanted to hear.
Lassard says Dixie sniffs as many as 600 apartments or hotel rooms a week.
She finds bugs anywhere from 3 to 10 times a day.
The bedbug menace is growing in homes, hospitals, movie theaters, and hotels across the country. And getting rid of the pests is getting harder because they're growing resistant to treatments. Exterminator Ken McDowell says combining steam cleaning, vacuuming, and pesticides usually works well.
You have to realize what success means with bedbugs. Sometimes we'll eliminate them on the first treatment. Most of the time it does require the follow-up.
But when it comes to bedbugs, most people aren't patient. So exterminators are heating infested rooms up to 130 degrees and spraying them with carbon dioxide snow to freeze the insects to death. And some people are so desperate that they're using toxic chemicals or combining treatments in dangerous ways. In Ohio, some apartments caught fire after people used alcohol and pesticides.
The emotional toll that it can take on people when you can't get them under control is quite severe.
Matt Beal, who heads Ohio's bedbug program, says that's why his state is asking the Environmental Protection Agency to temporarily allow the use of a pesticide called Propoxer. A few years ago, the EPA banned Propoxer for indoor use, but you can still buy leftover stocks online, and some exterminators still have some. Beal says Propoxer does something other chemicals don't.
Once it's dry, they'll keep on killing the insects as the eggs hatch and as they move across where the insecticide was placed.
But Propoxer's staying power is part of what makes it hazardous for children, according to Steve Owens, who heads the EPA's pesticide program.
It's a very toxic compound. It can create nervous system problems for kids, everything from dizziness to diarrhea to vomiting to difficulty in breathing.
Even so, the EPA is considering allowing some use of Propoxer if there is no chance a child could come into contact with it. That's how pressured the EPA feels to help people suffering from bedbugs. Owens understands their anxiety firsthand. Several years ago, his son got bitten in his own bed.
The thing about the bedbugs is that they don't carry disease, but they drink blood. They're not very pleasant little creatures.
But Owens says Propoxer is not a silver bullet, nor are any of the other hazardous pesticides that are increasingly being offered as magic cures for bedbugs. The EPA is taking legal action against some companies that have been using such pesticides and sending families to hospitals. Owen says parents should beware. These chemicals are much more dangerous for children than bedbugs. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
Okay, the EPA may be concerned about these pesticides, but other federal officials now have a personal reason to worry about bedbugs. USAID, the government agency that provides development aid around the world, confirmed on Friday that its offices in the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center in Washington, D.C. have been invaded. This came out after a blog got a hold of a memo that the agency sent out to employees. The memo says the bedbugs are restricted to one office suite, and the agency is sending in exterminators, but the accompanying information sheet is unlikely to put employees at ease because it says, quote, "bedbugs are extraordinarily competent as human parasites."